I've been working towards this for a long time now, and it's just honestly, it's just a dream come true. So just put all the puzzle pieces together, and now I'm heading to France, so I'm so excited.
Couple of surprises with the announcement of the squad today. Kaia Simon misses out, unfortunately. She's been crueled by injury. But remarkably, 16-year-old Mary Fowler was named in the squad. What can you tell us about her?
Well, I've been training with Mary Fowler for quite a bit now because we have the Sydney-based training squad. So, yeah, Mary's been going really well. She's definitely someone to be watching in this World Cup. She's got so much talent, and she's just getting better and better. So, I'm very proud of her, and she'll bring delight to Australia.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing what she can do. It's very exciting, that's for sure. You had an ankle reconstruction, I think it was early last year. How challenging was that a period for you? And did you ever wonder whether you'd make it back?
Yeah, I had an ankle reconstruction February last year, but yeah, definitely I had my doubts coming back. But I worked as hard as I possibly could to get to where I am now. So it's all paid off. So I'm very happy with that.
The World Cup is no doubt the showpiece of world football, both in the men's and women's codes there. And at a time of unprecedented and growing support for women in sport, Australia is bidding to host the World Cup in 2023. That's incredibly exciting, Tegan.
Yeah, that's so exciting to have a World Cup on a home soil would be amazing, and I think it would be every women footballer's dream to have that. So hopefully that follows through and we get it in the 2023.
And we all know we're a very passionate sporting country with excellent facilities. And being a multicultural nation, it would seem that we're well equipped to host a tournament of that size.
Yeah, definitely. I think even right now, like, we have amazing sporting facilities and the stadiums and whatnot, but like by 2023, like it will just the sport itself and women's football will grow so much more by then, so it'll be even more amazing.
And you can support our bid to bring the FIFA Women's World Cup to Australia in 2023. Hashtag get on site at ausbid2023.com. Let's talk about the sacking of Alan Stajic. Was obviously hugely controversial and is well documented. What did you make of it all, and how big of an influence was he on your career?
Well, obviously, it's always upsetting losing a coach or whatnot, especially if you've known him for quite a long time. But it's sport, so this stuff happens, and I guess we just have to move on, like we all have, and we've accepted it and moved on, and we're happy with Ante right now. So he's doing big things for us. So we're looking forward to the World Cup.
Just further on that, Tegan, how have you found Ante in terms of his structure and just the way he's approached things in his short tenure so far?
Yes, having the short period of time with Ante that we have had, I think he's a really good coach. He's doing a lot for our team, and he's very professional, and he has a lot to bring. He has a lot to bring into us. So it's a good experience with him so far.
Good to hear. Now, the Matildas go into camp. I think you head to Turkey this weekend before playing the European champions, the Netherlands, on June 1. What will you be looking for to take away from that match, and how important is that game being just 8 days before your opening World Cup clash against Italy?
I think the practice match on the June the 1st will be a good hit out. It'll be what we need just before the World Cup going into the game against Italy. But I guess we have high expectations in the match, but also it's just to get our team back together after the period of being away from each other.
And just further to that, I mentioned that you go away to Turkey. What does the next 3 weeks look like before that opening practice match on June 1? What do you do in Turkey with the group?
Oh, we'll just be training and going through like set plays, all this kind of just like team orientated stuff. So just finding our feet together again. So it'll be probably harder sessions just to get our fitness levels where they need to be if they're not, but it'll be a good hit out.
Now, Matilda's captain Sam Kerr was interviewed in the US earlier this week after her final club game, and she told reporters, "I'll see you after the World Cup," before adding, "with the trophy." Tegan, is Sam a good judge?
Yeah, of course. We definitely have the capability and the team to win this World Cup and take home the trophy.
Just on Sam Kerr, we all know how good she is, and unfortunately you saw that firsthand in Melbourne Victory's W League semi-final at Amy Park earlier this year, where I think she bagged a hat-trick. What's it like playing alongside one of the best footballers in the world?
It's amazing. She's grown so much. I've known her since I was young. I'm around the same age as her, and you just to see her from where she was to where she is now is eye-opening. She deserves everything that she's getting at the moment, so I'm very proud of her and happy for her.
Keen just to get your thoughts on, as I mentioned, we all know how good she is on the pitch, but just in terms of her leadership qualities, can you just give us a bit of an insight into that, given that she is the captain of the team?
Yeah, she's the captain now. I don't think there's anyone else that fits the role better than her. She's a great leader and someone that I think the younger generation can look up to and even us, like, follow through with her. So, yeah, it's very good having her as our captain for our national team.
So, you know, I just want to go back. I mentioned that this is your second World Cup. Is it any different in the lead-up? Does it feel any different to first time around?
Yeah, when I don't think the 2011 World Cup in Germany, I don't think I realised how much of a big deal it is as I was 16 years old now and I'm 25 now. So I think it means a lot more going into it now than it did when I was that age. I just appreciate it so much more.
And the recent results in big international competitions for the Matildas have been very encouraging. Does that give you the confidence that the Matildas can mix it with the best teams in the world?
Yeah, I believe so. I think our team's just growing and growing, and what you see now is not even half of what you'll see at the World Cup.
What would it mean if, I'm not sure if you've let your mind wander into that emotion or that feeling or the scenario of lifting the World Cup, what would that mean to someone like yourself?
I think it would mean the world. Like, it's every, like, for myself, it would be a dream come true. And I think right now we just need to take each day as it comes, especially in the lead up to the World Cup and to our first match against Italy. But yeah, of course, like, we're going in there with our heads held high, and our aim is to win the World Cup, so it's definitely possible.
I mentioned earlier that the support for women's sport over the last sort of 10 to 15 years has been quite remarkable, and the Matildas have been at the forefront of that. Is that really encouraging, and do you feel the weight of the nation behind you?
Yeah, definitely. The support, again, like saying just before, the support is just growing and growing in women's football and women's sport all over the world. So I think we have no doubt that, like, the nation will be backing us with every step we take, and they'll be there with every step we take with our journey at the World Cup and before the World Cup.
Well, I mentioned your first game is against Italy. That's going to be a tough one. You've drawn a tricky pool. Who do you think is the toughest team to beat in this World Cup?
To be honest, we're going to, like, it wouldn't be so much the toughest team. I think we just need to take every match the same. Like, we're going to, there's no, like, worst team or better team. Like, we just need to take each team as they are and just go out there and give 110% every game.
Well, Tegan, we are certainly right behind you. We wish you all the very best of luck for the upcoming World Cup. Thanks again for your time.
Thank you so much.
There's Tegan Allen again. You can support our bid to bring the FIFA Women's World Cup to Australia in 2023. Get onside at ausbid2023.com.